Simin Reish Chavav. Raya Pirche Yilan Mamavarech. Mechaber says, this is the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel and Vav. We'll also see Bezer Hashem, just some of the interesting halachas that are mentioned there that are brought down by the Rambam. Not very many brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. Just a few halachas. It's Negev for this week, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, kedai to see them. The girsa of the mechaber is klum, as is the girsa in the Gemara, not dovar, like it says in many of the siddurim. So, first of all, the ending of the bracha is, like the Aruch HaShulchan points out, he says that we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's a Berachas HaShvach, and you first see, and then you b'mevarach, it's not like a Berachas HaNenin. And we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for creating things that are not a necessity, similar to the bracha of Rebbeinu Nefashes Rabbis V'chasreinon, that Tosfos says, V'chasreinon is referring to things that are Hechrechiyos. Al kol ma shebras lach yisbehem, things that are not Hechrechiyos. What's Tosfos' example? Kmo itapuchim. Apples are things that are not a necessity, even though apple day keeps the doctor away. But it's not a necessity here, and therefore we think it gets a special shevach to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why we don't have this bracha when by wheat or yirakos that are nechshav hechrechiyos. Those are things that are considered necessities to a certain extent, and therefore they weren't misakin such a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan at the end, he says that there are brachas urefuyi eitzel hamoin. Not many people are mevarchit. It brings down from the Beit HaGabayis that the loy nohugu levarich, aval kol talmid chacham yirei Hashem nizhar bebracha zum. Certainly, a person should be nizhar in this bracha. It's not like bracha shachianu, which a lot of them are. If you want, lav dafka hechrich. However, this pashtus, it's a chiyuv, and lachar the same din of zrizim akdimin that they have by all mitzvahs is also by this mitzvah and this bracha, and therefore, if a person can do it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if that's the first time, we'll see in a minute, then he should. Many G'daylim were naik to do a dafka Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's as soon as you possibly could. What happens generally is that a person pushes it off in the first day, and then the second day, and he sees one tree, maybe he doesn't see two trees, and then, oh, Baruch Hashem, he's on the Hasa'ah back to Yeshiva after Ben Azmanim, and Baruch Hashem, it's the first day, the Mir makes you come back in the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So it's still Lama Nisan, you can still do it. And as you get off the Asa'ah, by Kikar Zak, there's a sign up by the Sabra tree that you can make there is a tree there on the corner. There's a bunch of trees all around Kikar Zak. And there's signs up Baruch Hashem, and your person remembers, ah, Baruch Hashem, I can make the bracha. Now, by that time, often there's no more leaves, and there's no more flowers. Do you need the flowers? Do you not need the flowers? What do you do in such a case? Therefore, the best thing to do is, especially by Ibr Yar, where the trees are already starting to blossom, many of them, for sure, the Shaked, like the outside of Ner Gavriel, Hashkedia Porachat, they sing that on Tu B'Shvat because it's the first of the trees that blossoms. In my Gina, some haven't started blossoming, and some of them, all the flowers already fell off. Nectarine tree, all of them fell off already. All the flowers. So certainly this year, you're able to do it first. At the beginning of Nisan, one should do it then. Now, is it Dafka Nisan? So Mais Mishabura says, Lav Dafka, Orcha de Molsa Nakat, She'oz Derech Haratzi Sacham in the Lav Leveinonis. That's Orcha de Molsa. As a matter of fact, I saw this week, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hamud Beis, that Rava told the Tamid HaChavim that you shouldn't come, the Matusi Minaychu, that you should stay home during Yimei Nisan, Yimei Tishrei. So Rashi, why? They shouldn't be busy with your parnasa the entire year. Rashi says, what's Yimei Nisan? It's the Yimei Kotzir. It's the days of harvest. Frekt Mitzvah, what are you talking about? It says by Chaga Kotzir is Shavuot, not Pesach. Chaga Aviv is Pesach. Chaga Kotzir is Shavuot. So he says that there's a chilek between the Kotzir of barley and of wheat. Barley is Pesach time, and wheat, which is the Shtei Alechem, which is what they bring the carbon in Shavuot, that Shavuot's time. And he says, in a Hanami, it doesn't say, don't come Chodesh Nisan. It says, Yimei Nisan. Yimei Nisan is Lav Dafka, means the whole time around the Nisan. If you that, it's Mamash Beforish in the Gemara, if that's what Taka Pasha Pshad in Yumei Nisan means, then by us also, it says, Yaitu Bimei Nisan, it's Lav Dafka Bimei Nisan, it means the whole Tkufa of Nisan. There's some Sefer's Matad like that, Bachlal over here in the Zagoyis and the Shulchan Aruch, then it means Tkufas Nisan, it doesn't mean Yumei Nisan, it doesn't mean Dafka the Chodesh Nisan. Lamais, that's on the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. And not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, by them, they lived higher up, more north than Eretz Yisrael is. It says, by them, that it only starts blossoming in Iyar Sivan. It's the first time, and mainly that's when they make the bracha. The ritzvah, it's mafurish ritzvah. Ritzvah and brachas in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara is also brought down there. It says the same thing. Kol mokum v'mokum l'chi ma'ad malav levi. Every place, kafi, that which is malav levi. Kafi this, accordingly, if a person goes to Australia, and it's the blossoming there is during Tishrei, El Tishrei, and Echlami, that's when he makes the bracha. That's what the person says, certainly that's when you make the bracha. However, can you be mevarach twice a year? Can you? The Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't, right? The Mechaber says you should only any mevarach al pamachas b'chol shana v'shana. But the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though you see other trees, I mean the sas mashma da filo al ilanas achirim la yevarach. But how about if you go to a totally different hemisphere, a totally different part of the world, and it's Tishrei time, 6 months later, there do you make a bracha? L'maisa, so I didn't see anybody that says to mevarach. All the pesukim many that deal with such a question, they all say l'maisa the bracha was only niskan for once a year. And therefore, a person, if you already made the bracha Nisan, you should not make the bracha Tishrei, even if he goes down under. No, it's lav dafka eis leis. Once a year, it's lav dafka eis leis. They say already from Tu B'Shvat Betim, you're allowed it, you could do it until the end of the blossoming season. But once you did it already that year, then you shouldn't do it another year. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is saying something like this, Lamais the Birki Yosef, the Chidah in the Birki Yosef, he says that Apik Kabbalah, and the Kaf HaChaim brings this down, Apik Kabbalah dafka to do it during Nisan. Dafka during Nisan, person should be Mevarech, and not any other time. Says the Kaf HaChaim, if you're Mevarech after Nisan, so then okay, you can be Mevarech without Shem Malchus. Now, Lamaisa, I happen to think that is the minig that our Ilum tries to get it during dafka during Nisan. Now that the Kaf HaChaim says that the minig is dafka when there's prachim there, dafka when there's leaves. Mishnah Berurah says Lahedya that the way to be paskin is that even if there's it started growing a fruit, if you didn't see beforehand, you're allowed to be mevarach as long as it's not a full fruit. Lamaisa, I think that is the minig that the Ilum doesn't wait that long. That's lechatchila, a person certainly should try to be makbud on that. Only to be mevarach during Nisan, if he could, and to be mevarach. While there's still flowers. However, not to miss the bracha because of that. Certainly. And if you know that you're going to push it off, then do it. Do it beforehand. For example, if you're leaving before Nisan, you come back afterwards, you're not going to see, especially if you're going to Australia for Pesach. Is anybody here doing that? Then you make the bracha already now. There's trees all over. You can make the bracha. According to Mr. Brura, without a problem, you're allowed to make the bracha. Lav dafka. Orcha the Mosa Nakat. Does it make the if there's some leaves and some fruits? As long as there's I don't know if they have the truth is that it starts the every leaf comes out of fruit batim. They say there's a shali exactly when is the best time. Kaf HaChaim talks about it. Maybe you should while the fruit is already starting to come out a little bit. That's when it maybe is the best time. Or but lechura not lechura as long as there's it's still malav levi, then lechura it's not a problem. It's not you can be mevarach. I mean, Mikra, then we paskin even after that. Even according to the Kaf HaChaim, Lechur, if there still are flowers, then that's fine. Now, what's with being Mevarach at night or on Shabbos? Some places come Mitzad that at night you can't really see so well, so therefore it's better to do during the day. B'chal, they talk about that, seeing the Yam at night, you don't really appreciate it as much as during the day. I think the psak for the most part is that we do, even at night we're Mevarach, certainly by the Yam and other places, we're Mevarach even by night. On Shabbos, there's an interesting Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says three reasons not to be mevarach on Shabbos. Says the first reason is because maybe you're going to be metaltal the tree. The second reason is maybe you're going to pluck off a flower. And the third reason is ki yodu al pi mikubalim that mevarach the nitzitzis from the tzemeach ha'idei the bracha. Maybe it's a bur. Chashash bur, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. I aim the esek v'nistaris. But I think with every birchas hanenin, better mevarach the nitzitzis from the eichel. And there it's also it's derech achila. It's the only way to do it. Therefore, it's even pselus mitechoichel is mutter maybe on Shabbos. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. But it says enachanami lechatzila not to do it. Now they do bring down. I saw brought down that many of the poiskeis manenu gedolim in the past door Taka were Mevarach on Shabbos, the Stipler, and the Mishlama Zalman, Diane Fisher. They themselves were Mevarach on Shabbos, and Mishnah Berurah does not bring down not to make the Brach on Shabbos. Therefore, Medina certainly one could. If you want to know if you have the ability to do it the next day, not doing Shabbos, Seder, maybe there's an Indian to this year, Rish Chedesh Shabbos. That's on the first day that you could do it, Shabbos, Al Tzvizim Magdimin. So, what should you do? Should you rather push it off? Shnan. According to Mishnah Berurah, make it on Shabbos, Bekef. If you want to be Chesh for the Kaf HaChaim, and you know that you're going to remember the next day, then you could push it off. But if you're going to forget, then better to do it, Meikar Adin, than not to do it at all. Even the Al Tzvizim of Shabbos. Lamaisa, the Peskim do not, the Mishnah Berurah, or Hashon, do not bring this down. Not to do it at night. Maybe only not being able to see so clearly. So we'll get to that in a minute. If you're not able to see so clearly, b'chlal, what are you supposed to do? If you can't see the flowers, we'll get to that in a minute. 1 second. Be'ezor Hashem. What's the story with making varach on Atzei Arlo? I had this question. My trees in my gina up until this year, most of them were Arlo. One of them is still Arlo. And by Corona, it would have been very convenient to be able to make on the flowering trees. You don't have to go anywhere. Can you do that? I asked one of the Paiskim who lived the next building over, and he was joined in Arminian. So yeah, no problem to make an Arla. It's actually Machlag is a Paiskim. Rav Akiva Eiger here in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch is Ma'urin. He's Mitzadin not to be Mivarach by Arla, because it's Aser. The whole bracha is Lehenois Behem B'nei Adam, and Arla is Aser Bahano. In the middle, you shouldn't be able to make a bracha. He says, however, on Safik Arla B'chutz Laaretz, which is Mutter, he says, Safik Arla is Mutter to be Mivarach. Why? Because Safik Arla B'chutz Laaretz is Mutter. Which means in Eretz Yisrael, Lachar would be Aser, because Safek Arla is Aser. Memela, in a Chanami, you have to know whether or not it's Arla or not before making a bracha. There are those Paiskim that say no. You're not being Mevarach on this specific tree. You're being Mevarach on the trees Bechlal. They were only Mesak in the bracha. When you see the Livluv, then you're Mevarach. When you see the blossoming of the flowers, that's when they're Mesak in the bracha. But in a Chanami, the bracha is Lav Dafka on the specific fruit. I would think maybe there's such a mashmois in the Sharatin a little bit. He says, the Sharatin says, midasosam, on going with the Mishnah Berurah that says he's supposed to only make it once a year, it's mashmois even if you see different trees. And he says, mistavar dafilo achotim sham, moidim bazeh, the bracha zu niskana al prichas haperis v'day bepamachas. The bracha was niskan on the prichas haperis. What do you mean prichas haperis? Prichas HaPeres sounds like Bechlalusai on Prichas HaPeres. And as long as you do it once a year, that's fine. Even if it's different trees. Not specifically, he's handling, should I make another bracha on new trees? And he's saying that even in a case, in Reish Chafei, by Shechiyonu, that on different fruits, you do make a Shechiyonu, Kedemeh. However, over here, the bracha was the bracha Klalus on the Prichas HaPeres. And as long as you're Mevarach on the Prichas HaPeres, that's, no, I'm sorry. He was talking about over there. Haraya Yilani Tevis Abriya Nois. Filo Yikachom and Behemar Mivarach Hashem Lekenim Elacham Shkach Alei Bailamai. Behinu Mavarech El Apam Rishinim Alei Yeser. Lo Yaleim Vilei Achirim Lekim Rayu Noi Mehem. It says, even those that over there that are Chirle can say that you could be Mavarech, but over here it's only once a year. As long as there, those that say every 30 days can do money, over here it's only once a year because it's on the Pricha. It's not on the specific tree, it's on the Pricha. If that's the case, then the Chara, even if it's Aser. And that's how many, the David Mishorim and others. By Shechiyonu Echnam, you're making on the specific fruit, though. Well, there you're making on the specific fruit, every other fruit that, the Chara. On the fruit that you didn't have in Batonah. So therefore, you make on a different one. Here it's talking about, he's being Mitzayim, the Sharatzian, to the Bracha of being Mavarach on the beautiful trees. Some say you're Mavarach not just once in your life, but Kol Shloshim Yoyim. And he's saying that over here, everybody is going to be maskim that you only make it once a year. Because you're mivarach on the prichon. Going to that, in Echanami, you'd be able to, and that's how kama poiskim go. L'maisa lechatchilo, if you have the ability not to do it on Arlo, then you shouldn't do it on Arlo. If you don't have the ability, there definitely is who to be semichon. Certainly, if it's a suffix, certainly there's what to be semichon. Even in Eretz Yisrael. How many trees do you need? So Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention about how many trees. The Kaf HaChaim, Kutei Lochis, they bring down that you should, the Lashon of the Bracha is Ilonis, it's Lashon Rabban. B'chlal, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is, Ayyeh Tabi Meinisin, V'roya Ilini de Melav Levi. The Lashon of Ilini de Melav Levi is Lashon Rabban. As Mashmoy says that you need at least two. So the Kaf HaChaim, therefore, the Chatzchili should have two trees. He says it doesn't have to be two different trees. It could both be orange trees, or both be whatever it is. But it should be lechatchila two trees. I saw the Shev brought down from the Shev Levi. He says that the minig is to mivarech on one tree, and he says even in the chatziris abatim, the lashon of the machab of the Rambam is that people that go out to the ginot outside of the city. Some say you have to go dafka outside of the city. Lamai says that's not the minig. The minig is even inside the city. Is it one tree or is it two trees? The Shev Levi says the minig is even one tree. Certainly, if you have two trees, terrific. If you don't have two trees, it's not brought down, once again, it's not brought down on the Mishnah Berurah, that you need two trees, and therefore, on one tree, be Mivarech. Certainly, if it's going to mean that you're going to push it off, and you're not going to be able to be Mivarech again. Now, what's the story with trees that are in flower pots? Is that considered Atas Nokov, Atas Shein Nokov, Kim Mivarech, and I don't know. This was Ma'aseh Shaya 2 years ago, the Irian Beitar. They got a flatbed truck, and they put on trees, with flowering trees, blossoming trees, in flower pots. They put on the back of the flower of the flatbed truck, and they went around playing music all around town because there was a seger then, and no one was going outside of their houses. So therefore, they went all driving all around town. The music, so people realize that they're coming around. People go out to the marapest, and then they make a bracha. Now, there's quite a bunch of questions. First of all, let's you can't see the flowers, which was very hard to see from a few flights up to see the flowers, the tiny little flowers on the tree. So the truth is, we took a picture of it, and afterwards we zoomed in. And you're able to see the flowers. Do you have to do that right then before you move on? Or can you, obviously it's going around, obviously there's enough flowers. That's one question. Second question is, maybe there's fruits there. You have no idea. Maybe it's already too late. They presume also if they're coming around, but there's also another question. It's an us, it's not connected to the ground. Is that a problem, that in fact it's not connected to the ground? Or you're saying you're dumb on it. That's a point of contention, right? Whether or not you are or not, it depends whether or not it's whether or not it's Atas Nokov, Atas Shein Nokov. So Lemaisa, with regard to the Bechacher, he's Mistapik, if you can't see. He says if you see a forest from far, and you see a lot of greens, you know that the trees are starting to, it's the beginning of the spring, you know that there's all the leaves are coming on, but you can't exactly see. He's Mistapik, do you have to have a ream of reshes or not? You could presume that there's flowers there, or you have to mamash see them. And he blabes at Tzarechin at the end. I would think that our case is even better. This case, if they're going around, they're obviously telling you can be mivarech on these trees. Out of all the trees, they're not going to take trees that don't have flowers on them. They're going to take trees that have flowers on them. So your punk can't see it. And if I would have taken binoculars, I would be able to see it. So lechur, in this case, you write it to birchas hashvach and mivarech on the livluv, and you can't see it 100%. But kokama that you know that it's supposed to be there, and they're telling you that it's there. The fact that you can't see it, yesh lain. L'chairo, there's a big makom to be meko, to be mivarech. The fact that it's not attached to the ground, and I wouldn't think they have to worry about the fact that there's fruits there also, especially if it's at the beginning of Nisan. Not only that, the Bechacher, he says, as far as I know, the Shulchan Aruch, the mashmas of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're allowed to be mivarech, even if he says once the fruit came out, then you shouldn't be mivarech. The lashon of the Mechaber is, Chaber says, B'chacher, when do fruit grow? When do fruits start growing? He says, I think even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't start growing before the end of Nisan. He says, from the very fact that the Mechaber has to tell you that you shouldn't be Mevarach if the fruits are growing, vice versa, you're glad to make the bracha after Nisan. That's what he says. That's what the B'chacher says. That's the case, if they're going around during Nisan, I wouldn't think that you have to be Cheshish, that it has new fruits there. Now, with regard to if it's in an otzitz, I saw brought down from Chaim Kanievsky, that he said that you could be mevarach also on a otzitz. L'chari misvara, that's you should be able to. Why do you need it to be connected to the ground? L'chari, it's ilanos tovos lehenos behem bnei adam. The grow fruit as well. Why? What should be the problem? Unless it's a shal of arlo, if it's a safek arlo, then you have the same question. L'chari, they're being chayshish. If they're going, it's in flower pot. Maybe it's within 3 years. But out the etzem fact that it's not attached to the ground, not only that, the Bechacher is mitzadid, that even if it's all inclusion, somebody took off a branch that has flowers on it, still you could make a bracha on it. I think that all the places go not that way, as far as I know. Shari Bracha brings down that most of the places say not that way. But if it's alive and well, the fact that it's in a flower pot, l'chero, is not going to make a difference. Those are the Ikar Halachas of Birchas Ilanos. Now, just a few of the interesting nekudas that come up on brachas, mem gimel and beis. The Gemara says a few interesting halachas. for a Talmud Chacham, and before that it says one thing which is lechera not specifically negiyah to Talmud Chacham. Noyach leila adam sheyapal atzma leitaychiv shenayish liyavim pnei chaver berabim. Noyach leila adam sounds like it's better for a person. Is this a chiv? It's not a chiv. The lashon of noyach loy doesn't sound like it's a chiv. As a matter of fact, Miri says the Gemara said al derech tachus that it's like to realize the chumrah adover, but not that it really is that chumrah. The Pnei Yeshua says that it's just a heter. A person is not allowed to be ma'avid asma ledas. There's a din of yaharik val yaver by three averis. All other averis, the person wants to give up his life for it, that he shouldn't need chazer, he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to be ma'avid asma ledas kilu for another averis. However, by this, not to be ma'avim p'nei chaver b'rabim, says the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara is telling you that a person is allowed to give up his life. If it's to be ma'avim p'nei chaver b'rabim or to give up his life, he's allowed to give up his life, it's not considered ma'avid asma ledas.
Going
to the Oshitas that it's Aser. This Bechlal Oshitas, Teitzvis and Saita asks, I don't understand, why doesn't it say with the Yehari Valyavar, why doesn't it mention Malv Pnecha Ve'Berav in the Chilik Lama Haba? So he says, because not a portion of the Torah. But Mashma the Nechrami, it's Nechlal in the Gimel Averis Hamuris at Yehari Valyavar. The Rabbeinu Yoin understands that it's also Chayvi says that the reason why is, he's not coming to answer that question, but Lechari answers the question. He says that it's Avak Ritzicha. Because it's when he gets red in the face and then he loses the color, it's avak ritzicha, and therefore it's lachara and chanami nichlal in ritzicha. According to those who share him, it's mashma that there's a chiv. Mashma that there's a chiv. The Kimdumani, the Rambam, doesn't bring it down. La lacha. Now, what's considered a rabbim? The Pashtus rabbim is three, like we find generally. I think the Prima Gondam says in Rishon Vav. He says that also that the Isser of Tzvim Vayish Chaveri is Lav Dafka rabbim. It's just the Choymer of Mabim Bei Chaveri rabbim that Ein Lechel Kol Haba or Nerchel Odom, that's Dafka if it's for rabbim. But in a Chanami, the Aver is even, certainly, even if it's Pichidus. So does the person have to be Moiser Nefesh? The Pashas Mashmoyes the Gemara is that Noyech Leilodim. It's better that he do that. That means Lechera sounds like in Shemaim it would be better off that Itaka gave up his life. Certainly. However, is he Mechuyev to? That seems to be Machlekes Rishenim, whether or not he's Mechuyev to or not. You see, Savik Derais Lechum in such a case? I don't know. But certainly we understand the Chomer of not being Malvim Pnei Chavir B'Ravim. Now there's a bunch of things that are mentioned that are Negea to Shisha Dvarim Gnai Loi Letamar Chochem. One of them is Shleilotis Yichida Balayla, it says. Why? Unless he has kvius to learn at a certain time, then they're not going to be chayshidim. Now, kimdumani that people are not makbid on this, bizmaninu. The shal is, why not? Why are people not makbid on this? I think I once heard a story, not sure. I think I heard a story that I was supposed to be fired beforehand about the Ramchal. But the Ramchal once asked his Talmidim if there's anything that they ever saw him do Shalikidin. And one of the Talmidim said that he saw that it was Yotzel Yechid Balaylo. That was the Tamachos, that's the last Yechid Balaylo. That was considered, already that was, from then he was Mithir Das from being Mashiach. That's what I heard. But, just to appreciate appreciate who Mashiach is. Appreciate who the Tzadikim are. Our Chaim HaKadosh, Kiyadu, was supposed to be, Chizkio HaMelech. Appreciate the godless of Adam. Either way, the Shalas Bizmaninu, we see many people going out Bichidim. It could be that at a certain point the person has Mashbak, he goes out with a Gabbai, and therefore it's ready. But many people go out.
So could it be that the streetlights take away the din of Laila?
The streetlights should take away the din of Laila. The truth is that there's two reasons why a person should go out Yechidah Balayla. One is mentioned here, and one is not mentioned here. One is mentioned out Mazikin. This Mazikin is also another reason that's gebracht. And as a matter of fact, the Mishabrura is Metzayin it in Hilchas. This halacha is brought down to Lachar Yad in Simin Kuf Yud by Hilchas Tfilas Aderech. Mishabrura talks about Lotes Yechidah Balayla. He says, Alt Mazikin, he says, if you're close to the city that there's no chash Mazikin, and you're familiar with the potholes in the ground, then there's no chash, you're going to get hezek, then it's okay to go out balaylo. Now, l'chur, by the fact that there's lights, l'chur is also done to have chash Mazikin, and since there are lights, so then there's also l'chur no chash of chshad, because since it became normal to go out, in those days, no one went out. Ad she kol ha-regel min ha-shuk. When was that? After that, people weren't in the street. If you were in the street, you were either doing one or two things. You're going to learn, or Rachman Atzan going for another reason. If they know that the Tam Chacham is going to learn, terrific. If they don't know, then they're ready Cheshirim. Now, Bizmanenu, everybody's out in the streets because Lailo Kiyom Yar. There's no difference between before Shkia and after Shkia. The street lights are going, people don't stop, it's all considered part of the day. And Mamela Lachar, there's no Khshad Bakhlal, what he's doing out at such a time. Maybe you could dine at 3 o'clock in the morning, nobody's out, where would you be? But Lachar Lay Plug. Shloyita Mahusam Lashuk. Does this mean that a Talmud Chacham should not wear cologne? Now, anytime that you're wearing deodorant, even deodorant smells, if it's labir zuama, the Gemara says it's not a problem if it's on his guf. If it's on his clothing, then it is a problem. Now, let's say you put the cologne on your guf, but it's not labir zuama. The whole part that's on your guf is that it's coming to take away the zuama, it's like deodorant, but if you're putting on cologne, not. Is there such an issue? L'chur, it's only. There's two issues, really. One is alt chshad, alt mishkav zocher, that's what it says in the Gemara. And one is alt layobash. Yesh lozim. So alt layobash, if that's the norm, then it's not a problem layobash. What defines the norm? That's a very good question. Lachar, it depends on the place. I think in certain places it's very much normal, in certain places very much not normal. Now the places in between where you have a few people doing it, yesh lozim. Then you could ask a question. Then there's alt Talmud Chacham, alt mishkav zocher, that is chayshish. Now, interestingly enough, the Rambam brings down this halacha. The Talmud Chacham shel yatzim mevusam bashuk. He does not bring down the Tanai that the Gemara says. The Gemara says that hani mili dafka in a place where they're choishish by mishkav zocher. If they're not choishish, then it's not a problem. Interestingly enough, the Rambam in different places says that Yisrael ain't a chashud by mishkav zocher. So it's interesting. The Gemara seems to be toiled in whether or not there's a chashad. The Rambam says that there is no chashad by Yisrael. Mitzacheni, he says that he should not be yatzim mevusam bashuk. The achronim deal with this issue. Now, the chorv is manenu. If that's true that we have a taka pasmai to Rambam, then the reason why it's not get brach la halacha in Shulchan Aruch is because Yisrael is not kosher on that, and therefore it's not a problem. Now, why is the dafka talmud chacham lecher fakir? It should be everybody else. I saw some achronim wanted to say it's kosher in talmud chacham. They say you can't say that it's kosher in talmud chacham. It's before later on that they put the brisim on the shamish's forehead, and the reason is because for a shamish it's not a bizarre to go out in the shuk, but for a talmud chacham it is. So you see that for the whole problem is dafka talmud chacham. Why? The Talmud Chacham is the one that's Rechashid? So some Shur Bayashiv, he says that in Echonami, but the Tumid Echad, because the Mekan Abraham, the Taka Chashid them even more. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu that Kolechar Chashid in Shemishtai, whereas Mekan Abraham in the Gedurilim, that's what they're Chashid for. That's what the people that have the Tainas on them, those are the biggest people. Sometimes. That's the. Not that doesn't mean that the person didn't do it. You don't get into it. You could say that as well. The problem is that the Gemara says tevelu. It's something which is not. It's something which is not. Doesn't. There's no yitzhara for betim. It's not. It's not the same yitzhara as is it. I did see somebody say that. Said that. Yeshlein. Maybe in the Chanami. Rabbi Yashar went a different way. Shlo yoichal besuda. Shall amei arasim. A person shouldn't eat by a suda together with an amaretz. You gotta go to chasana. First, you have to say nikiyei das b'Yerushalayim. The meaning was that they would not eat by a suda unless they knew who they were sitting with. And the truth is that it's brought down lahalacha in siman kuf ayin. The mechaber brings down siman kuf ayin sif chof nikiyei hadas b'Yerushalayim lo yu mesubim b'suda and ken yodin mi meisiv imayim pnei shignayu l'tamachochem leishavet al amaretz b'suda. That's what the mechaber brings down. The Bir Halacha is Marich over here. We're going to get to this. And he's metzaded that if there's a reason why, he says, Kenzan, this is only by Yisudas Rishus, not by Yisudas Mitzvah. And because Yisudas Mitzvah, it's Megan, Mitzvah Binyan, the Asik Bey Magne. And he says that Bechlal, if the Talmud Chacham being there will be, it'll bring a chizik. It's chazik al yidei zeh. He says the people that are sitting there. Then he says, "Kavod atiru kishmitzvasem es chazkin." And in Chanami, there's no problem for the Talmud Chacham to be there. And he's mitzadet also that if they have a table of Talmid Chachamim, then even if on a different table there's Amaratim, that's okay because everybody has their own table, and therefore that's not considered being meisiv together with the Amarat. Shlo yidaber im ishtoi b'shuk. Not everybody's nizar in this. So we can just say that in a chachami. Somebody tell me the chachamim. V'yesh ladun. Who's nichol on that? Somebody Yashiv has a shtickle in the Shuri Brachis. He has a shtickle about this. He asked the question. And he wants to sign it because it's mevor in Chazal that in those days, Talmid HaChachamim had a talis or a cholok shem with Talmid HaChachamim. It was nicker when he saw them that he's a Talmid HaChachamim. Bemeila, if he does something, he's Masapar Misha Bashok, and everybody knows whether or not it's his wife or it's somebody else. Therefore, it's a gnai. However, Bismanenu, everybody dresses like Talmid HaChachamim, he says. And Bemeila, it's not nicker from the Levush. And therefore, it's not a problem. And he says, even if it's somebody that you know that the person is a Talmid HaChachamim, he says, yeah, but then that's generally if you know the person, so then you know also that it's his wife. And even if you don't, they weren't talking about such a person. They were talking about where it's nikir, I did the begadim, and you don't know what the situation is. That's when they were gerdim. Now, bechlal, I was thinking, if that's the case, so then a person that has a frak, maybe it's a levush of a talmid chacham, then, and nobody knows where he is. He's in a place where, then it's chlami. Taki has to be careful. That's what I was going to answer. Even by a frak, not everybody that's wearing a frak is a Talmid Chacham. What's a Talmid Chacham? What is a Talmid Chacham? Which will maybe answer all the questions that we really asked up until now. Chazal say, "Izu Talmid Chacham kol shesheril nisayid varalacha b'chol mokem v'omer." Anybody that you could ask him anywhere, and he'll be able to answer you. How many people do you know like that? One we just lost, the Davenenu. How many people you can ask him anything, and then that's and they're able to answer b'chol mokem. Ki yodua teisus in seitan daf chachal says. Stam Talmud Chacham is ma'oisik u'mahar b'tera kol shom. Ve'ino hilif dalat amas b'liter. That's a Stam Talmud Chacham. So if that's the Talmud Chacham that Chazal referring to, then they're Chanami. They wore a certain, they dressed a certain way. They were, the Haman mentioned, they were people that anything that they did wrong, that anything that you could tie up, chas v'chalilo, that maybe they're doing something wrong, that's already a makom for chil Hashem. If that's the case, then Chanami, Taka don't have to worry, even if he's wearing a frak. Frak is, as they say, big day avodah. For a lot of people, that they got a position, whether or not, and that's what they wear. Lav dafka is that merit doesn't mean that he's not a Talmid Chacham. Chas v'chalila, it's lav dafka considered has the din it gives them. It's not the choluk of the Talmid Chachamim that Chazal were referring to. L'cher. So it could be that it's a dafka by Talmid Chacham that they have to be extra careful, since people are choshed them more. Since people are choshed them more. That's what Chazal say. And if you see two couples talking in the street together, the last halacha that's brought down here is Aser La Adam La Lechas V'Kremes Kufa. This one is actually brought down La Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Torah Shulchan Aruch brings this down. The Rambam says Lo Yelech V'Kremes Lo Yelech Talmid Chacham V'Kremes Kufa. All these things in Yonim are brought down Hilchos Deis, Perikay Halacha Zayin Ches Tes in the Rambam. However, most of them are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That one is brought down Lo Yelech Talmid Chacham V'Kremes Kufa. It's Talmid Chacham, he says, and he doesn't say in Halacha Isser. The Mechaber, when he brings down this halacha in Siman Beis, he says Oser laleches bekoymes kufa. He doesn't say dafka Talmid Chacham. It's mashman that it's everybody. And in Siman Beis halacha vav, and he says that there's an iser. Now, not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's pashut that it doesn't mean dafka laleches. It means even if he's not, if he's oimid, if he's bekoymes kufa, it's a problem. What does it mean? What does it mean, Lalechas v'kremes kufa? How, at what angle does your nose have to be considered that it's now your hoylech be, is that what it means? V'kremes kufa means that your back is straight, it means that your nose is tilted up, what does it mean? I didn't find the exact gather, I did see one person that talked about it, though I didn't think that his makor, where he was coming from, was exactly, said exactly like he understood it. The Lashon of the Rambam, when he says it, he says, Lalechas v'kremes kufa v'gorin notui. His outstretched neck. That means that as long as he's with his head is straight, then the chore is not a problem. However, once it's stretched out and your head is already up a little bit, that's already an issue. Now, how about if your back is straight up? You're walking like you're a soldier. Is that a problem also? So that wasn't brought down there. That lachur is the pasha pshat akim is kufa. I asked the Talmud Chacham today, what's the gather of Kremis Kufa? And he wanted to say, look, her, that it's totally Lefiyah Mokum. If that's the way that everybody walks around, then that's not Gaiva. The problem is that you're Kilu Deichik. What does he say? So the Rambam says, "Mistakol amata kumoishu oimir b'tfilo mahalach b'shuk ka'odim shu'tored ba'asakov." That's what he says. That you should. That's how the way that a Talmud Chacham should go. The question is, that's the lachatchila of how a Talmud Chacham should walk. But does that mean that if he doesn't do that, that's already krem eskufa? He's telling you krem eskufa is an iser. Lo yelach krem eskufa. Now the best way that he should walk is mamish with your head down, and you shouldn't be able to and kilu tored ba'asakov as if you're going somewhere. But to say that that's considered anything that you're not doing, that if you're looking straight, that's already considered kremes kufa. That lechera is a big chiddush to say that that's considered kremes kufa. I don't know. I didn't see the Shulchan Aruch Rav sign. If he says that that's kremes kufa, he says if that would be, then there would be a big serious issue for a lot of people. It means anytime they're looking straight. Certainly, that is lechatchila. The din is midino, not just midine kremes kufa, midine maris asureis. Ramesha says in Shuvah, he says when you're walking outside, you should be looking down. You shouldn't be looking. Do you have to bang into trees? No. You should obviously be able to see that. You should be able to see you shouldn't be banging into anybody. But not to be stum that your head is all over the place. Kavid Reish means that your head is heavy. That means that it shouldn't just be flying all over the place. The bathroom should be, it should be focused on something. It should be focused. The lashon of the Rambam is, kilu as if you're going somewhere. Kodam, he says, you should be looking down, kilu as if you're davening. And kshumahalach b'shuk ga'odim shutar basakov. A person that's tar basakov is not just window shopping. A person that's tar basakov, you're going somewhere. You're doing something. I will be signed Makar Chaim the Chavetz Yor. He says that lashon of aser that going in this halacha simen beis. He says it's lav dafka. A lot of times it says aser that it's lav dafka doesn't mean mamash lashon iser. However, it is a lo yelech according maybe for certainly for a Talmud Chacham gnayu loy. And a person should be careful in the way that he walks.